second lieutenant at the start of the war. And he gets recruited, he joins the regiment, and eventually they get sent over to England, and they're training in England for a while, and he's now a captain. But he's a very short fellow, and he's very young-looking. So one day the London police arrest him for impersonating a Canadian military officer. So he's hauled to court and everything else. And finally, the mayor of London gives him a letter to carry that says, "I am a Canadian officer, leave me alone." He ended up, look at the cabbage he's got there. He ended up with the with every cotton pick and the thing you could have, and a brigadier general at the same time. Minor detail. He was he ran a regiment during the Second World War. Yeah, eventually ran a regiment, and quite interesting. All of the officers of the Ontario Regiment during the Second World War were all militiamen except one. There was a fellow named Purvis, who ran the regiment for about a year during the middle of the war. And that he was the only one that wasn't a militiaman. So all of the Canadian military were militia. But the whole point was that he's the one that had the professional ranking.